Okay, let's begin. Today's daf is daf Kuf Mem Ches. We are on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, about three lines from the bottom. If Mishnah had said ve'ein ma'atzvin es hakatan, you can't fix the bones of the child. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, la pupe yinuka b'shabes shaper dami, to wrap the child in clothing, sort of swaddle the baby. That is mutter in order to, you know, to set his bones. La pupe. Rashi says kamosha osim lekatan sheyitziyashu evarav veloyitakein. They had this idea that when the baby came out, because of the trauma of childbirth, the bones wouldn't be, you know, set straight. So you can wrap the baby tightly in the swaddle and not worry about it. Gemara says v'ha'anan tanan. But didn't we learn in our Mishnah ein miyatzrin that we're not allowed to set the bones of the child? So hasam in the Mishnah, why is it aser? It's bechumrei shidra demechse kibone. It's talking about straightening up the vertebrae in the spine, because that looks like bone. Rashi says, "B'churmei shidra chulia shal shidra shenisparka achas mehen ula achar zman kamayri." Rashi is talking about later on, not talking about a child being born, right? The ibi yom leda, if it's during the day, it's a day of birth. On Rinam we say, we said this a couple days ago. Kol ha'amo reparsha tochach diskesel osim lechay b'shabbos. Anything that's said in the parsha diskesel, we mentioned. I guess this was mentioned there. So you're allowed to straighten, I guess, the bones of the baby even on Shabbos if it's a really newborn, right? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Shin Lamed Sif Tes, he says Miyashrin Evrei Havlad Shinisparku Machmat Saraleda. You can straighten the bones that are dislocated, I guess, because it's Saraleda. And he says Mutar Lecharchol Bevegadav Shelo Yis Akmu Evara. You're not allowed to wrap it. You're gonna swaddle it, so the bones don't move. Fine. Next part of the Mishnah says, "Ein machzirin es hashever." You're not allowed to, like, set the broken bone. You're not allowed to set the bone. So, Amar Rabbi China Bagdasa, Amar Shmuel. So, Chia, either from Baghdad, or it means that he was an expert in Agadata. But Amar Rabbi Chia Bagdasa, Amar Shmuel, said the name of Shmuel. Oh, the halacha is machzirin es hashever. Unlike what the Mishnah stated, Shmuel is telling us, which is strange because it's and Amora telling us against the Mishnah, but he says that the halach is that machzirin es hashever. You're allowed to set the bone. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana ikol lepupadisa. Rabba Bar Bar Chana came to Pupadisa. Lo al lepirkei de Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't go to the shir of Rabbi Yehuda. So Shadri la'ad Adalia. So Rabbi Yehuda sent a person, right? So he sent Ada, who is in charge of getting people to come to the shir. But Amrle zil garbe. Go grab him. I don't know if the word grab comes from garbe, but similar sound. Zil garbe, go grab his beged, pull him to the shir, have him come in. So azil garbe, he went ahead and he grabbed him. Asa, and so Rabbi Bar Chana comes to the shir, ashrechid de kadarish, and he finds that Rabbi Yehuda is dorish halacha, and he says, ein machzirin es hashever, you're not allowed to set the bone on Shabbos. So Rabbi Bar Chana jumps up and says, amrle, no. Hachi amr Rabbi Chana bagdasa amr Shmuel halacha machzirin es hashever. Unlike what the Mishnah said, Allah says you can set the bone on Shabbos. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh, thank goodness you came. I'm so glad I grabbed you." Ha Chana didan, ha Shmuel didan. Both of the people that you mentioned in this memra are Chana and Shmuel. They both are from Babel, from our place. They're locals. But below Shemile, I never heard this Mesora. So Baruch Hashem that you came, right? It must have been a reason why I went ahead and had you grab, so you can come here and you can tell me this halacha. Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Shun Chav Ches Sif Mem Zayin Etzem Sheyotzem Bimkomo. If a bone comes out from its place, against its clay, he says Machzirin Oso. You may set it. So basically, passing like the Gemara here, and not like the Stam Mishnah. Passing like Shmuel, not like the Stam Mishnah that we said before.
Passing like the doctor.
Passing like the doctor. Passing like the doctor. Passing like Shmuel. Okay, next. Misha, I guess that means the bone broke. Now here is Misha Nifrika Yodo. I guess it's the bone dislocated. So you want, Mishnah said, you can't rub it, the hand, in cool water, because that's a refuah. Right? There's nothing, I guess here is not, again, anything that's dangerous. I guess the doctor tells you that it's dangerous. You break the bone. I remember I saw my son broke his arm on Shabbos, and there was in the bundle colony, and the doctor was there, and all of a sudden my son starts shaking, quivering, and going. The doctor thought he was going into shock, so we went to the hospital. So that was the those are things that I remember. If it's a pikuach nefesh, Dough for Shabbos. So Misha Nifkoi.
I don't see the connection between setting a bone and giving a medication that you're making in your backyard.
Right. There's also things also like they say things like the preventative you don't have to do. It's not a problem of not part of the gzera. No. Misha Nifrika Yado, right? Someone who, well, without taking a liquid medicine, how does a liquid medicine turn? I understand more of a pill. Liquid medicine.
I hear.
Misha Nifrika Yado. Okay, so the bone left its place. Misha said that you can't rub it with the water because that's for on Shabbos. The Gemara goes now and still brings a mice. Rav Avi Haba Yosef Kameda Rav Yosef. Rav Avi was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Shani Le Yada. So his, I guess his hand dislocated. So he picks, he shows Rav Avi his hand. He goes, well, Amrar, he says Rav Yosef, Amrar Leit, he goes, says Rav Yosef, Hachimai, can I do this? So he says, no, Aser. But Hachimai, can I do this? Amrar Leit, Aser. So Ad Hachi Itpach Yadei. All the time that he's showing him different things, can he do with his hand? The hand reset. And it was healed. So Amrar Leit, Mighty Bailach, what was your suffix? Rav Yosef, what was your suffix? Why are you telling me? Why are you asking? It says in the Mishnah, Hatnan, Mishnah Nifka Yado or Ruglo, Loyal from Mitzonen, Avarochet Kedarko, Vimisrapa and Israpa. You just do everything, do with Kedarah. Just do anything that's normal. But you can't do anything that's Rifua. So why are you asking the Shaila? So Amarlei, the Chi Lotnan, well, he said, well, maybe the Mishnah just is wrong. Because the first part of the Mishnah said, Lo Machzir, Hab Kilotnan, Ein Machzir Sheshever, Ram Rechiba to Summer Small Lach, Machzir Sheshever. So I thought that part of the Mishnah is wrong. Maybe this part of the Mishnah is wrong also. Who said, you know, the Mishnah seems to be not the Halakha. So Amalei, Rav Yosef says, no, Kulu b'chada mechisanu, that everything is written in one, meaning it's all one long statement. It's different statements. One statement is that we don't passen like, the other statement we do passen like. Hecha the itmer itmer, hecha lo itmer lo. Wherever we state that the Chama state, the Halacha was not like the Mishnah, that's what the Halacha is not like the Mishnah. When they didn't state, the Halacha is like the Mishnah. So I'm not exactly sure what this thing is about breaking bones and stuff like that. What about wearing a brace, like a child wears those braces on Shabbos, not the teeth. Maybe teeth also setting the braces on the teeth and wearing these braces on the legs to walk on Shabbos. It's also straightening the bones. I don't know.
What's the initial problem?
No, but they're not allowed to straighten the bones on Shabbos.
So, because of what's the problem? May come to do what?
I think the refu is klikas simonim.
And that's a
tochen. Yeah.
What?
That's a melacha d'oraisa, grinding.
My medicine
to let you put my bone. Okay, now. Next, Hajjan Allah Chavis Parak Shlosha Esrei. Shlosha Esrei. 23rd Parak. Parak Shalom. Okay, we know that there's a Tekhan Sachamim that you're not allowed to do Mekka Chomemchar and loan on Shabbos, because that's the Zer Shema Yichtov, right, to do Mekka Chomemchar. But to borrow and to lend, right, is Mutter. So, but the Mishnah talk about now how you have to use the bar. There are two lashonos when it comes to borrowing. There's the lashon of halveni, and there's the lashon of hashileni. So halveni, well, halva, the assumption is that it's for a longer period of time, and she'ela is the assumption is a short-term loan. I don't know how to say it differently in Hebrew, in English. Halveni and hashileni both are bar, right? So, shoel adam echevero, a person may borrow, or shoel, from his friend on Shabbos, Kadei yayim v'kadei shemen, you know, jugs of wine and jugs of oil for Tzorach Shabbos, u'bilvad, provided, shelo yomar lo halveni, that he doesn't say the lashon of halveni, he has to say the lashon of hashileni, or pay me, or give me. V'chein isha mechaverta kikaros. And so too, the woman can ask from her friend, you know, bread. She doesn't have enough kikaros, she forgot to bake, she didn't take out, whatever the story is. She went late to Gormei Glatz and didn't have anything left. She can borrow loaves of bread on Shabbos. But again, she cannot say the Lashon of Halva. Now, Mishnah is going to say... What? Why?
Well, you borrow something you can give back, right?
That's a difference between Halveni and Hashileni. Maybe that's a difference also. We'll get to that. So, now you can make me do Tosos. Okay. Ve'im eino ma'amino. And if the lender doesn't trust the borrower... Again, you're not writing it down. So if the lender doesn't trust the borrower, that he's going to give him back, you know, the wine or the shemen, because so meiniach taliso etzlo, take a mashkon. So okay, I'll give you the wine. Just give me your cloak and keep a mashkon. But osim ocheshbon not lachar Shabbos, and after Shabbos they make a cheshbon how much he owes, how much he doesn't owe. Then you can do the cheshbon after Shabbos, but not on Shabbos because you have the problem. So cheftzach of a davar, you're not allowed to talk about these business transactions on Shabbos. The chayin erev Pesach Yerushalayim shchayos b'Shabbos. Let's say a guy neglected or forgot to buy his Korban Pesach, and it's now Erev. Now it's now Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos. He's got a problem because he got to get Korban Pesach today, but he doesn't have one, and it's Shabbos. So how do you buy one? So he says he's allowed to buy the sheep from his friend on condition of paying after Shabbos. But if his friend or the seller doesn't trust him, meiniach taliso etzlo, you leave a mashkon, v'notel es pischo, and then he takes the Korban Pesach. That was an issue over here. We're talking about it. He's makdish the Korban Pesach. How do you makdish it on Yontif, on Shabbos? It's maybe Gemara and Beitzes talks about that. But osimo cheshbon la'achar Yontif, and then on Chol HaMoed, after Yontif, you make a cheshbon of what he owes, what he doesn't know. Okay? So amalei Rav Barchanon la'abaye, mashna hashileni, umashna halveni. What's the difference between the lashon of hashileni, which we say is mutter, and Halveni, which we say, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So Amar Leh, so Abaye answers him, Hashileni lo asi lemichtov, Halveni asi lemichtov. When it comes to Hashileni, that Lashon people don't typically write down. But when it comes to Halveni, that Lashon people do write down. Rashi says, right first Rashi on the Gemara, Halveni mashmal is ma meruba. Halveni is mashmal for a longer time. The Kaimalam Maseches Makos, and we know Maseches Makos, that's Stam Halva Lamed Yom. It's for 30 days. So therefore, V'asimal V'zeh, Lichtov Al Pinkoso Kacha Kacha Halvesi Kedesh Lo Yishkach. He's going to write down. 30 days is a long time. You're going to forget. People are going to forget, so he's going to write it down. So don't worry about him writing it down on Shabbos if it's Lashon of Halva. But Hashileni is a short-term loan. Person is not going to necessarily forget. He won't be concerned about writing. So it seems from here that Rashi indicates that she'ela also is, that she'ela does not have stam havah stam she'ela not 3 days. Tosos asks, he goes look at Tosos, he says here's Rashi taima mishum the stam havah lamin yom ulefishes mamaruba yoser mishela asim mechta the kashal rebein atam the stam she'ela lamin yom stam she'ela is also 30 days. What's his raya? He the amar b'menachos perakat chelis tali she'ula kol lamin yom peturim in tzitzis. If I borrow your cloak first 30 days, I borrow the cloak, I don't have to put on tzitzis. Because it's supposed to be, it's in mind for the first 30 days, right? Become the Elachai Mezuzah, Amal Stam She'ela Lamed Yom. 30 days, that's why you putter the first 30 days. So what's the difference in Halveni and Shileni? Rashi says, because one's 30 days, one's not 30 days. Tosos says, they're both 30 days. So Tosos then brings down later on, lower down, but Repirish. What's the reason why she'ela is mutter? It's lefi shehi chozeres ve'ein. Typically, when you do something for she'ela, it goes back. I borrow your car, I bring back your car. I borrow your chair, I bring back your chair. As opposed to halva, right? Lashon halva ain't a chozer ve'ein. I borrowed money, I'm not giving you back the same $100. I'm giving you back a different $100. But asi lemichtav, and that's why you're going to write it down, because I guess it changes. As opposed to she'ela, whatever I borrowed is still here, and that's what I'm gonna get back. But then he says, wait a second, what about over here? He asks the question himself. We're dealing with wine and oil. You're not gonna, and bread. You're not giving back the same. So he says, and Tosa says, that'd be gross. That would be pretty gross. But I say the michta, but Alpha got the chishol me ne kadei yain the kadei shemen lo harji be'ein. They don't go back as is. Mikol makom mitokshem maskilo loshen she'ela. That's the whole point. If you use the Lashon She'ela, and since typically the She'ela goes back as is, that's why I can use the Lashon She'ela, Zachar Huvalo Aslan Mikta. That's how I'll remember, and you won't write it down. Okay? So that's why, that's the difference between Halveni and Shalini. So the Gemara asks.
In general, on Shabbos, it comes to many of I want to borrow some oil for the sale. You're not borrowing for the next month, you're borrowing?
Right.
For the consumption on Shabbos.
That's why you have to say the Lashon of Hashileni.
Right, but
you're the lender. They're focusing on the lender.
Right.
The lender says, a guy coming, he's going to borrow. So the guy says, Lashon Halva, they were worried that he'd write it down. He says, Lashon Hashaila, he won't write it down. You, the borrower, never going to write it down. You know that you're using it, right now.
Right.
Who says the lender knows? Stretch. That's the concern. That's the concern. Vaha, maybe they don't have such good relationship. Vaha. No choice. The Gemara asks, wait a second, why is the Lashon of Hashileni mutter? Why is there no chash for Hashileni? Sometimes during the week, a guy's going to say the Lashon of Halveni, right, and then Amrle Hashileni, and he's going to say Hashileni. He's not going to concern which Lashon he says. And he's going to write it down during the Chol. But Shabbos is not going to make a distinction between Halveni and Hashileni. If I come to you during the week, I say Halveini, Shalini, what's the difference? We're going to write it down. Come to you on Shabbos, Halveini, Shalini. If you're concerned, you're going to write down one. If you're concerned, you're going to write down the other. So Amalei, so skip the parentheses. And Marshall skips the parentheses, so we'll skip the parentheses. Amalei, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, it's not like Chol. Kevan da Hashileini, hu d'shorli Rabbanin. Since the Lashon of Hashileini is what the Chacham said is Mutter, Halveini lo shorli, and Halveini, they didn't say Minkar Milsa. And it's going to be Nikar when he says the word Hashileini below Asile Mitzvah. Somehow, because on Shabbos, they all know the halacha about Hashileini and Halveini, they know the halacha, so it's sort of going to set them off. Ah, he said the Lashon Halveini. I'm going to write it down. He said the Hashileini. I won't write it down. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan already passed is that this man said we're not makbid on these Lashonos, so it may not make a difference.
The same guy who knows the difference, distinction between Hashileini and Halveini, the same guy is not bringing his kid to the doctor because of a fractured leg. He might come to write down on Shabbos.
It's a different guy. It's a different guy. It's a different guy. This guy has no kids. Okay.
Come on.
So now, okay, the Gemara is not going to bring a couple. Now that the Gemara talked about the Shiloh that Rabba Bar Chanan asked Abaye, the Gemara is going to bring other questions that he asked. Okay.
You have no faith in people.
That's what he asked. You should have been no takanas darabon if you had no faith in people.
Right,
maybe at that, maybe in those times. I don't know what was going on at those times. Maybe in those times, they recorded everything. They recorded things. They wrote things down. They wanted to write things down. That's how they remember. That's why we have Rabbi Chumra on Shabbos, because we're afraid he's going to write it down. You just put the time the other way. The reason why they made these chumras is because people were writing things down. Okay, the Chachamim said that even though you're allowed to be Torah to make a suda on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, you have to do it in a way that you change from the Chol. You can't do it. They did different ways to carry things on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Bar Chanan asked Abaye the following question. Amalei Rabbi Bar Chanan Abaye. Michtei Amru Rabbanan, Kol Milu Di Yom Tov, Kamad Esh Lushnuni Mishninan. Everything that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov to prepare, try to do a Shinoi. So he says, Hani Nashi. How do you make a Shinoi in the following case? Hani Nashi, the Malyon Chitzbayu Maya, that they fill up their jugs of water from the river, and then they carry them to their house on Shabbos, my time alone is shining. Why don't they change the way they're doing it? They're doing it on Yontif exactly the same way they're doing on Chol. So Rabbi says, Shemdalesha, there is no feasible shinoi that's going to work. Why? Hechi lebde. What are they supposed to do? Demalim chatzba rabba. Let's say that during the week that they're typically fill a big jug. So they tell them, change in limayel chatzba zuta. Fill up small jugs. Hakan mafshu vihilucha. Well, now what you're making them do is you're adding the tircha, because you're making them walk back and forth more. It's instead of filling up a gallon, you have to fill up a quart. Well, then you have to go four times. So four times. So that's not a good shinui. Now, what about demalia b'chetz mazuta? They typically fill up a small jug, and you're going to make them limalia b'chetz rabba, and make them fill up a big jug. Well, kamapishu masoi. Well, that adds the burden. Now it's a heavier, and that's also a problem on yontem. So in a situation where you can change what you can do, you change. But there's a situation where you can't make a valid shinoi, they don't make the valid shinoi. Again, it's a takana rabbanon, they didn't make the takana in that situation. So again, it's continuous. Maybe what they should do is follows. Maybe nifro sudra, tell them that they should put some sort of kerchief on top of over the barrel. So, no, asu de schita. Well, maybe that the kerchief will fall in, or get wet, and you'll have a problem with schita if you pull it out. Maybe we're not schita. So it says, nachse b'nachtima. They should put it with some sort of a reed covering or something that's I don't know how he describes it. Rashi says, a lid made out of trees, so that, but a non absorbent lid, I guess. So then Rashi says, Zimnin, we have to tie it down then. And Zimnin, the misik, the asin mikdre. Sometimes when you're carrying it, it could rip, and you'll end up having a problem with kosher of tying it down.
They didn't have
Tupperware there. They didn't have glad bags, they didn't have Ziploc, they didn't have any of that. Hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, there's no way to make the change make a good change that won't bring to other problems. So you don't. So these women don't make a change when they carry the jugs back. I think the bigger change you should do is you should say that the men should carry it. That would have been a shimur.
Same story with the Yehud, the
Muslim. Saul Salanta.
Yeah, someone's criticism how he washes his hand. How do we don't wash your whole hand? Because Amai husband, she has to now schlep more water for my. Right, used to go and get more water.
That was the woman's job. The woman's job was to get the water.
You don't make them do more extra work yet.
Right. Okay. Okay, now another question that Rabbi Baruchanan asked Abai. But Amalei Rabbi Baruchanan Labai, Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Beitza, right, about all these things that Hashem Mishnah Shavuos, he says, Lo Misapkin, not supposed to, you know, clap hands, Vlo Mitapkin, you know, bang on the heart, Vlo Mirakdin, you know, that's supposed to dance, Beyontif, you figure, all the halachas about that, about clapping. You always see people clapping different ways, the back of the hand, you know, all different things people do with the clapping and the dancing. Dealt with by the poskin, the chazin and the avdin. But we see that people are doing these things on Yontif, the lower meaning, the low medium. We don't say anything to them. Why aren't we telling them? Why aren't we mocha? Or how do you dance in simple Torah? According to this. Oh, we see that they're
Shema.
Well, it's a Shema, yeah. It's not really dancing, it's moving around in a circle. So we don't say anything. So Ultameh, so Rai says to them, according to you, I have another question. Hadama Rabba. Rabba says, We've seen this before also. Lo lasiv inish apuma de lechya. A person shouldn't sit right underneath the lechi, right? Between that separates the mavoi and the rishus harabim. Dilma migandar lechefetz, because maybe some sort of chefetz will roll out. But asi laasuye, and the guy's going to get up and go out from the mavoi and go grab it, and you're going to, it's a problem. You're standing by the door to stop the ball from rolling out. It rolls out, you go grab it, and you have a problem. That's a violation of hotzah or hachnasa.
If he wasn't sitting there, if he was.
No, because you don't realize where you are. If I'm sitting right there and it goes an inch to the side, I'm right here, I'm just going to grab it. It's outside. But we see that people violate this takana also because they put their kadeya, they put their jugs right at the end, at the edge there on Shabbos, and they sit there and they wait for Shabbos to end so they can run out with their jugs to go, I guess, to go shopping right away to get the water. So people do violate this takana, and we don't say anything to them. So Ella, so he says, the answer is, Abai answers, Hanach Yisrael, leave Yisrael, right? Mutav Yishogin Ba'al Yumezidin. They're not going to listen to us. Let me take argument. You have to balance this with the mitzvah d'oraisa of Ochea Tochiyach HaSamisecha. But here, I guess the idea is that they know for a fact that they're not going to listen. So then it's better that they be Shogin Ba'al Yumezidin. Right? So Sabur Minei, so the B'nai Yeshiva thought, when they heard this, that Hanimil D'Rabbana, that the concept of Mutav Yeshogin Ba'al Yumezidim only applies to Dinei D'Rabbanan. Because what do we have here? We have Dinei D'Rabbanan he's talking about. But Aval, it turns out, no, in truth, but the D'Oraisa, we wouldn't say that. That would be, see somebody violating a Din D'Oraisa, we wouldn't, we would, no matter what, in any situation, we would tell them what they're doing. It says, Velohi, but that's not the truth. Velosh Nami D'Rabbanan, Velosh Nami D'Oraisa, doesn't matter if it's a Din D'Rabbanan or Din D'Oraisa, if we know for a fact that they're not going to listen, Mutav Yeshogin Ba'al Yumezidim, and what's the Raya? And this is where actually this concept is brought down. Shulchan Aruch is the Hatosefes Yom Kippurim Doraisi. Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The din is that you have to start fasting with Od Yom. Right? It says V'nisim Es Nasos Shechem B'Tishrei L'Chodesh Be'erev. Right? The ninth at night. So we have the concept of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. It's actually the only Tosefes the Rambam brings down. The Rambam doesn't bring down Tosefes Shabbos, but he brings down Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Because in Lhu, and we see people Dika'achli V'Shasu Atche Techshach, and we see people who are eating right up to the night on Erev Yom Kippur. They're not stopping in advance. And we don't say anything. Below our meeting, below midi, and we don't say anything to them. Must be the reason is, because even though this is a din d'oraisa, we say, Hanach Yisrael, mutav sheyu chogin, va'al yu mezidim. Right, so there's a ritva in Beitza. It brings in the name of the Gadol Me'ashkenazim, who testified in the name of the rabbis from France, including the Ri and the Rami Rutenberg, that Shalom Nemru Devarim Halalu El Dorosam. That was only said in their generation. Aval B'dor Hazeh Shemakilin B'kama Devarim. But in our generation, where we're making many things, Roy Lasa Sigla Torah Fiul Rabbanon, and we've had to make a Macha Umochim B'kotzim Atchi Yeshuvim Minhagam B'lo Yavru Lo B'Shogul Moshe. Amazing. They said in their generation, people were too lax, so they made a real Macha, and they could stop people from doing these things, even if they're better that they shouldn't do it for Shogun, they shouldn't do it for Mason. We should stop. Again, you have to balance. I don't know how you make the balance. That's what you got to leave. You have to leave that for the Rami Rutenberg and the Ri to determine what the balance between Ayush Mutag Shogun and Mezigun and Hokhay Tachiyach as Amisecha. They're two counter forces. I mean, they're exactly counter forces.
I assume with the Rice that you would say something.
Well, we say here we don't say anything. So, Sefer Shom Kippurim, they did not say anything. And that's a mitzvah, it's a Doraisa. Okay, fine. Now we get into a little above Mitzvah action here, about ribbis. Okay, the Torah tells us that you're forbidden to lend money with ribbis, right? And you're not allowed, right? You're not allowed to borrow money with ribbis, and you're not allowed to lend some food with ribbis. I mean, I can't lend you, I'll give you one loaf of bread, and you pay me back two loaves of bread, basically. You can't do that. Pasuk says, Lo sasich l'achicha, neshech kesef, neshech ochel, nechesh kol davar, asher yislach, it's pasuk in Devarim, perech ha-kimel. So the Isser from the Torah is only if you lend something on condition that you're going to return more than what I lent you. Right? So I lent you a saw of tefuah on the condition that you're going to give me back 101 saw of tefuah. But the Chachamim have a concept that we know called avak ribis. Anytime that something may go up in value, right? So then it's because, look, I give you once a dozen eggs, and today they cost $2.50 or whatever they cost, but the possibility they'll go up in value, and tomorrow when you pay the bat to me, they're going to cost $3. So it's called the vak ribis here. It's called the concept of saw b'saw is the din.
And what if
the price goes down, I didn't lend you with the ribis. Really? So possibly it may go up in value. So therefore, you're not allowed to lend a saw on condition that you'll give me back another saw, even if you don't give me back more than I lent you, because there's a possibility that the price will going to go up. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to monetize the loan. Say, I'm giving you this dozen eggs. That's $2.50. So you give me back $2.50. You don't give me back the item. You give me back the value. Right? So that's what it is. That's because they're worried that they go up in value. If they go up in value, you give me back the money. If it doesn't go up in value, then you can give me back exactly what I lent you.
If it goes down in value, when you give them back the thing, you're actually giving me more.
I'm not giving back more than I borrowed. Okay. So if you do the saw, that may be a question. Maybe they didn't go that so far in the Takana. Okay. They go up. Right. Now, when you borrow something so small, like a loaf of bread, there's a machlokas between Hillel in the Mishnah and the Chachamim in the Gemara in Bava Metzia about called saw b'saw. Right? There's the same problem of the vak ribis apply to the small amount, the small alone here. So Hillel says Aser, and the Chachamim said it's mutter because they weren't so medactic on saw b'saw. So they're not really worried about the fluctuation of price. So that's the intro background. And the Mishnah says, V'chein isha mechaverta kikara. So a woman's allowed to borrow, as long as she uses lasha she'ela, from her friend, loaves of bread. The Gemara says, Shabbos with Aser. They're only asering her to borrow the bread with a lashon hava on Shabbos. But that comes to mean, what's the diuk? Aval b'chol, or in the week, when there's no shas, whether it's hava or she'ela, shafir dami. Then that's allowed. Well, isn't that against Hillel? You see, you can borrow sa'a b'sa'a. They're allowing, this Mishnah seems to indicate that you can borrow a sa'a and pay back a sa'a during the week. Then you must listen to loke Hillel. Because it's Tanan, because we learned this Mishnah above Metzia, v'chein hai hil omer, right? Hillel says specifically, lo talva isha kikar l'cheverta. You shouldn't loan or lend or give out to your friend a kikar because you're worried about the price fluctuation. The vak ribis even applies to sa'a b'sa'a. Ad shetasena damim, until you monetize the loan. Shema yukru chitin, maybe the price of wheat will go up. V'nimtu bosa the ribis, and you come to ribis. So you have a problem here of why doesn't, this should be a raya against Hillel. It's a raya for the chachamim. So afilu tema Hillel. No, we can say that our Mishnah even goes according to Hillel. Ha ba'asra de kitz damea, ha ba'asra de lo kitz damea. What we're having in our Mishnah, the reason why it's okay is because it's a set price. Right? The kitz damea. Rashi says, ba'asra de kitz damea, de kikaros, lo asra li de iribis, she'im yokiro yitin demean. It's a set price. Everyone knows the government sets the price here. So if it happens to go up, you know what the price is. So if it goes up in value, you're going to return money. If the government changes the price, you just return the money. The case that over there, back then, Basah, it wasn't where the government set the price. It was a free market. In the free market, it fluctuates up and down. You have no idea what the price is going to be at the time. If I just give you back the loaf of bread, who knows what the price is? So that Hillel had to worry here. But as opposed to the Mishnah over here is talking more about a socialist society where they set the price, and the price fluctuates at any point in time. Everyone's going to know. There's going to be a zero of the mafia is what the price is. And if it goes up, you're going to give them the money. That's why Hillel said, that's why our Mishnah can go even according to Hillel. So the question is, though, what about Bezman Hazeh? You have all the time, you have, you know, our wives oftentimes, they go next door to their neighbor and they say, can I borrow a little milk? Can I borrow some ketchup? So first of all, what does it mean when they say borrow? Oftentimes, when you say, can I borrow some ketchup, what they mean is, can I have some ketchup? And later on, you want to give it back. So I'm giving back. You gave me ketchup as a matana. I'm not giving you ketchup as a matana, right? Well, you know, it's not really borrowed. Don't keep a cheshbon, so to speak. But even so, the Ramah Paskin, the small amounts is not such a big deal. The Ramah Paskin is in Hilchos Ribbis, in Simon Kuf Samach Beis, in the Hagon. Simon Aleph, he says, Yesh Misha Omer, those who say, the Mutter Lilvos Kikar Lechem, the Kikar Lechem, the Me'afka, the Dover Mu'anu, Lo Kapti B'nei Adam Lahadah. The people aren't Kapti, so Machmed on this, about goes up, down, and not down. Again, it's a Dinder Rabbanon here. So they're not Machmed on the price fluctuation, so B'chein Nogin Lahakel. He says, that's Kula, we don't have to worry about that. Again, the only thing that comes out from that is that oftentimes someone says, can I borrow some ketchup? And she gives you 3/4 of a bottle of ketchup. And then you're going to go back, I don't want to give back 3/4 of ketchup. I give her a whole bottle of ketchup. That might be a ribbis issue. Because you're giving back more. The Mishnah Berurah also passes like this Ramah. There's a Mishnah Berurah that actually is in the Hilchos Pesach in Yonah the Yoma. It's in Simon Tuf Nun. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Beis. He talks about whatever the story going on there, he says, "Mishum chash ribis to asher livos saw b'saw lekabik kikaros." We don't have saw b'saw issued by kikaros. Mishum de'achilik u'bedaver muat. There's a potential difference. It's something very small. Al pi rov low below kapti inchi b'zeh, and people aren't makbid on that. But to be careful, I guess.
So a half gallon milk, you know, return half gallon.
Right, but again,
the price of one even went up by five.
But again, no. But, well, no. We just said that it doesn't. We don't worry about that because it's too small. It's not. Rav Mishnah Berurah both said we don't worry about that. Again, I think also when you go next door to your neighbor and you say, "Can I borrow a cup of milk or a cup of?" All right. Oftentimes, it really means, "Can I have?" And she gives it to you as a matana, and then you get back to her as a matana. That's not an issue. That's not an issue of ribbis. Because honestly, your next door neighbor, you borrow a cup of sugar from her and you forget to return a cup of sugar, she's not gonna come knocking on your door. You owe me a cup of sugar. If she does,
maybe
don't borrow another cup of sugar from her because that's not really nice. Okay. Fine. The Mishnah also then said, if he doesn't believe you, then what you do is you leave the mashkon there, you leave the talis by him, and you make the cheshbon after Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to bring machlokes and mararim about a loan that's done on Yontif. If you make a loan on Yontif, like this loan is made on Yontif, or on Shabbos, I guess, is it collectible? Can you tovei him? Can the Beis Din force you to pay? Itmar, learned in the Beis Medrash. Halvas Yontif. A loan on Yontif, which is mutter, right? And the Miri says, what did Havas Shabbos? Havas Yontif, right? And you don't say the Lashon of Hava. We're just saying the Lashon of She'elo here. Remember, you had to say She'elo. You didn't say Hava. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, lo nitna litava. You cannot make a claim. It's not collectible in Beis Din. Beis Din won't deal with the case. But Rabbi Amar nitna litava. Rabbi says, no, it's like any other type of loan. It's nitna litava. I'm not sure what the lumbus is behind Machlokas. Fine. Rav Yosef Amar lo litna litava. It's not litava. Why? He says, di'i amart nitna litava. If you tell me that the Beis Din will enforce this loan, or this borrowing, then asim lemichtav. I'm going to want to have a raya that you owed me that you lent me the money. I'm going to make them write down that you borrowed from me. I guess I'm going to write down now. I don't know why he won't write down after Shabbos, but he's going to write it down. So Rava Amar nitna litava. Because if you say it's the Iyamad lo litna, if you say that you cannot collect it in Beis Din, lo yoyble, I'm not going to lend it to you. Why would I lend you something if I can't collect it? Okay? So, and Asi Lamnuye is Simchas Yontav. And if that's the case, that I won't lend, then the borrower is going to lose out on Simchas Yontav. He needs Lecha Mishneh, wants to borrow a loaf of bread. I'm not lending you a loaf of bread. If I lend you a loaf of bread, who says you have to pay me back? I'll never even collect it. Oh, now I don't have my Lecha Mishneh. So he kashtims his simchas yontif. So Tanan, so now I'm gonna bring a raya to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef who says that it's lo litna litava. So Tanan in our Mishnah it says, im eino ma'amino, if you don't believe him, right, menicho taliso itzlo, take a mashkon. Now iyamar bishlama lo litna litava, if you say that you can't collect it, that the Beis Din won't enforce it, then I understand mishum hachim menicho taliso itzlo. That's why I understand you take the mashkon, because now at least I have something in my hand. But va'osi imo ches menachas Shabbos. Now iyamar litna litava, if you say that I can't collect it in a Beis Din, Amai meaning a taliso eslo. Why do I have to? Why do I take a mashkon? Litin lay, lend in the money, litboy, and then go make a claim in Beis Din. So Kumar says, wait, Amar lo ba'in beleka b'din v'dayna. I don't want to deal with that. I don't have to pay for lawyers. I don't have to go to court. I want my money right now. So I shouldn't take a mashkon. Let me take the mashkon. If he still doesn't pay me back, I can still take him to court. But in the meantime, I'm still protecting myself. I'm taking security. I should take an unsecuritized loan, so I can go to Beis Din and how that how who knows how that's going to work. I don't want to deal with that.
What's the case again? What was he borrowing? Bread? He borrowed something significant.
Well, any type of halva. Our Mishnah was talking about a case of borrowing kadayayin and kadayashemen, bottle of wine.
You have to leave a mashkon.
So he says, if you don't trust it, if I don't trust you to pay me back, I'll take a mashkon. And then after Yont, after Shabbos, you're coming to me to borrow
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos to borrow a bottle of wine, and I say, yeah, but I don't trust you that you're going to pay me back. So I take a mashkon from you. I, the lender, take a mashkon from the borrower.
They said the small amounts, but not the makbid on
the... With the ribbis. We're not makbid on the ribbis. That was by the sa'a b'sa'a. Well, I still want to get paid back.
I'm not lending a million dollars.
I'm lending a bottle of wine. The bottle of wine I had on Purim was $35. It was really good. But, so, that's not a small amount. A jug of wine is a big amount. Okay. So he says, now the Gemara is an ask on the sheet of Rabbi Yosef. Masiv of Idi bar Avin. Rabbi Idi bar Avin asks Rabbi Yosef the following question. Hashokhin es hapara v'chilka. Okay, the chef, the guy on the Mishnah in Shvius. So, right before, right, Shemitah is Mishametes, loans, at the end of Shemitah, right? The end of the seventh year, that last day, it's loans are canceled. So now what happens here? Hashokhin es hapara. Guy shechs the cow v'chilka, right? And he lends it out to people who are going to pay him back. He lends him out v'Rosh Hashanah. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah after Shemitah. So if today is really Rosh Hashanah, so this loan is now valid for the next 7 years. But if today is not Rosh Hashanah, today is really the 30th day of Elul, well then you don't have to pay that. But Shemitah is going to be Mishametes right after I hand it out to you. Right? Rosh Hashanah im haya chodesh me'ubar. If Elul is me'ubar, Mishamet. Well now, I just basically loaned you, I gave you meat, basically I loaned you the money. So now it's Mishamet. So you don't have to pay me back. But if Chodesh Elul was not Me'ubar, in a Mishamet. Now it's not, because it doesn't pass that last days of Shemitah, and therefore it's not, it's the loans are nullified. Now, if this is done on Yontif, I'm not sure if it's really Me'ubar, it's not Yontif. But now if you say that the Halvah's Yontif is lo litnan litava, if we say that you cannot collect, bless you, if we say that you cannot collect a loan, right, in Beis Din, a loan on Yontif, you cannot collect in Beis Din, my Mishamet. What is the lashon of the Mishnah? He says that if it was a Me'ubar month, it's Mishamet. And therefore, I don't have to, it's Mishamet. I can't collect it anyway. What's the lashon of Mishamet? The loan was made on Yontif. The loan was made on Yontif, it's Mishamet. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? I can't collect it anyway. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hassam, there it's different. Because even though a loan cannot be collected, in a Beis Din, nevertheless, this halva, where you're machalik the parah, can be collected because... The Gloy Milsa Becholu, which is exactly, I don't know what the Havamin was. The whole reason why it's Mishamet is because it turns out that the day was not Rosh Hashanah. The day was Chol. So it's not a Yontif loan. So if it's not a Yontif loan, you would be able to collect it in Beis Din. The only reason why you can't collect in Beis Din here is because it's Mishamet. Because the fact that it's during the week pushes it to the year before, which means that when comes sundown, you can't collect the loan.
So it's the same. It's not a regular Yontif.
It's not a Yontif loan. That's why it's Mishamet. So Tashma, now the Gemara is going to ask on the Seifa from Yosef. Tashma, me Seifa. In the Imlav, if Chodesh Elul is not Me'ubar, so therefore the Halva was made on Aleph Tishrei, which is Yontif Rishon of Rosh Hashanah, and it says Eino Mishamet, because this is Halva on day one of year eight. So it's not going to be Mishamet. So Iyamar Bishlama Nitna Litava, if it's, you understand why, if you say that you can collect a loan, Haide Dikatani Eino Mishamet. That's why it says Eino Mishamet. It's like any other loan. It's not Mishamet co-collected and based in. Eli Iyamar, but if you say that Havas Yontav lo litna litava, that you cannot collect in a Beis Din, am I Eino Mishamet? Why do you have to lose the lust of Eino Mishamet? Eino Mishamet is mashma that there is a chov. But there is no chov, because you can't collect it on Yontav. You can't collect it in a Beis Din, because it's a Yontav loan. Mara says, no, di'i yahiv leishaka, because if the guy wants to pay him back, he can pay it back. It just means that you can't challenge him in a Beis Din. Basically, it's a chov without a chiv. That makes any sense. There is a chov here. There's an obligation to pay back. It's just not, it's not enforceable in Beis Din. Like it's Klapa Shmaya, there's a loan here. I lent you the money. So therefore we say Eino Mishamet, meaning that he's permitted to pay you back. If it was Mishamet, then he doesn't have to pay you back at all. Then there's no chov at all. Here we're just saying there is a chov, but there's no chiv.
But Shita is not allowed to pay back at
once. So we'll get to that. So Mechlal Dereisha, the next Gemara says, the master from this, Mechlal Dereisha, I Yavli Lo Shakil, it's master from that, and then the Reisha, which we say where the loan took place on Shemitah, and we say for Shamit, if he wants to pay you back, you can't, right? So, but it's not true, because Right, that's what's in Bechlal the Reisha Eiyav Lo Shakulesi. There's no Reisha in the Reisha Tzarech LeMeimar LeMishamet Ani Seifu Lo Tzarech LeMeimar LeMishamet Ani. The Reisha where it's talking about where the loan took place at the end, the lender has to say Mishamet Ani. He says you have to make that pronouncement that it's Mishumat. But in the Seifa, he doesn't have to say that. So the Ketan, like we learned the Mishnah, which I'm thinking much this is what you're referring to. It's the Mishnah in the 10th parak of Shvius. Hamachzir Chol V'Shvius. If so on, if Shmita passes, and I'm a borrower, and I want to pay back anyway. Hamachzir Chol V'Shvius. So Yomar Lo Mishamet me. So the borrower, the lender is supposed to say to me, no, Mishamet Ani, it's Mishumat. V'im Omar Lo, and if I say to him, Afo Pike, nevertheless, I want to pay you back, Yikabel Mimenu. I can still pay you back. Mishum Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "My shmita ksafim v'zed dvar shmita shemotav kol bal ma'ase yado sher yaseh reyu." So the dvar is loshon dibur that even if the lover comes to pay him back, he's supposed to remind him that it was shmita. But if the lover wants to, he can still pay him back. So that's why he's saying over here that in the ratio you're supposed to say mishamit. In the sefer you don't have to say mishamit. Why don't you say mishamit in the sefer? Because the loan was made on yontif. If it's made on yontif, then it's the beginning of the eighth year. Shmita doesn't apply to it for another 7 years. So now the Gemara brings how certain Amoraim were knowing to loan something on Yontif. Rav Avya shakil mashkona. Rav Avya would take a mashkon to want his security to make sure he gets paid back. And Rav Barula ma'arim irume. He would do some sort of ha'arama. He would take some sort of chayfetz. And what was the ha'arama? Rashi says ma'arim irume la'achar Yontif. Rashi seems to indicate that after Yom Tov, the guy would walk into the guy's house and grab something as a mashkon after Yom Tov. Seems a little strange. He says, walk in and grab it. So Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, and the Rosh, they explained the Harama differently. They would say that the guy wouldn't be tovei his chove after Yom Tov. Rather, after Yom Tov, he would walk into the same bar and say, can I borrow this? And the guy would give him something, and then the guy would claim, oh, can I get you pay me back? He said, no, you owe me. So now let's make an even swap, and I'll get my stuff back. We wanted to make sure that people get paid back. It seems to be more medactic on getting paid back those days. Nowadays, we pretty much let things, we let things slide a lot of times.
Right. We're not talking about major. I know what you're saying.
No, you don't know what this major is. You don't know what the loan is here. Again, listen.
Is that over to the whole to lend you some credible amount of?
No, but over the whole against the door partner, so maybe she simply overrides it. So
give me an example. What would you be lending here?
A bottle of wine. Yeah. Okay. Bottle of wine.
Yeah. Which is whatever it is. You're not lending him your $1,000 bottle that you have in the
future. Maybe he is. Who says? You're lending him a bottle of wine. Whatever it is. Those days, we live in an affluent society now where everything, big deal. Yeah. They live with dirt poor. Mom is dirt poor. They're worried about dirt on the floor, about mashi gumos. They were dirt poor, so everything counted. Okay. Mishnah said, "V'chein erev Pesach." So to an erev Pesach, you can buy the erev Pesach, and then you can take the mashkon and pay it back. So Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "He's makdish adam pisko b'shabbos v'chagigaso b'yontif." A person can be makadish his carbon on yontif and his carbon chagiga on Shabbos, right? On Shabbos and his chagiga on yontif because that's the zman. That's the zman you can do. You can makdish him on that day, right? Even though we learn in the Mishnah and Beitza that chachamim say you're not allowed to makdish anything on Shabbos and yontif. Nevertheless, the Makdish, the Pesach, the Chagiga is Mutter, because just like the Hakrava would be Docha Shabbos, so too the Hakdasha would be Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, name Misaili, maybe we have a Raya for Rabbi Yochanan, but it says in our Mishnah, V'chein Ere Pesach B'Shalayim, Shechal Yosh B'Shabbos, Menich Taliso, Etzlo V'notel Es Pesach, V'Osi Mochesh B'an Achar Shabbos. It's Mukha from here that he's being Makdish to Korban Pesach right today. So that seems to be a Raya for Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, Hachu L'Mayaskin, what are we dealing with over here? The Mimana Achirim Imo Al Pesach, the Mikar Mikachir Kai. No. He's not buying the necessary set. He's buying into a chabura, so the carbon was already hooked us before Shabbos, before Erev Pesach. So Gemara says, wait a second, that's a problem also. And we learned in Mishnah and Beitz as well. Ain nimnim ala behema tchila b'yontif. You're not allowed to be koveya how many people are on the chabura on yontif. Meaning you can't buy in. You can't do this buy-in option on yontif according to the Mishnah. So Gemara says, no. Shani hachel keba de rugil etzlo kemandi imne b'me karedami. They knew this guy. They knew who he was, and they figured that he was going to be that he's late. He's always late to the game, so they had him in mind. So now he still has to come in. He himself has to come in, but essentially they already had him. They already had him in mind. The Hatani Rabbi Oshia, and the Gemara is now going to right now. The Gemara is going to prove again. Prove right. Hatani Rabbi Oshia said in a brisa, holich adam etzel roe harugel etzlo benosin lo telel lepiskol matiso v'yotze bo hasanami kim the rugel etzlo atushi lemeikara. Also, same thing over here. A guy's allowed to go to the roe on Pesach. It's Erev Shabbos to get the sheep for the korban Pesach. Is because he's rugged him. So the guy knows him. The guy knows his customers. So he had this put aside for him. It was already basically hukdash. So Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara, our Mishnah says, the Hamakish Katani. Right? What does it say? Right, it says, Erev Pesach Shachadis Peshavis Nodus says, Maniach Taliso Etzlo Benotlos Pesko. Where does it say Makdish? Oh, this price says Makdish. Right, this price says Makdisho. It's Mashman, and he's Makdish. Not that the shepherd was Makdish. Hamakish Katani. He says, no, Hektish Ilu Midorabonin. He has to do, he still has to do it, Midorabonin. Same thing by Shabbos. Shabbos Mekudosh Me'ela. But nevertheless, he still can make Kiddush. Right? So it's so too here. They made a din. And yeah, maybe Hukdosh, but you have to make an effort. You have to do something to make it. There's a mitzvah for you to be Makdish. For me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Haki. But did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that you're allowed to be Makdish, these Korbanos on Shabbos or Yontif? Well, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halach Kestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, we've seen this a few times in the Masechta, Rabbi Yochanan always follows the Stam Mishnah, always except for all the times that we bring it up. Rabbi Yochanan follows the Stam Mishnah. Utnan, and we have a Stam Mishnah in Beitza, says, Lo Makdishin, he can't be Makdish, Velo Marichin, he can't do Erechin, Velo Machrimin, Velo Makvi in Trumos Umaisos, Kol Eilu Biyotav Amru, Kabach over Shabbos. Now, don't do it on Shabbos either. On Shabbos and Yotif. So as Rabbi Yochanan say, you can be Makdish to Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach Chalos B'Shabbos. We have a Stam Mishnah says he can't do it. He says, no, lo kasha, there's no dish, there's no kasha. The Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan are discussing different cases. Khan, where Rabbi Yochanan says, we're allowed to be Makdish, the Korban, on Shabbos or Yontif, that's B'chovo Shekavu Lehem Zman. We mentioned that beforehand. That's when they have a Korban Chovah, where there's a set time. If you don't be Makdish it now, you're going to lose out. But there's a set time, you can do that. Right, but the case where the Mishnah says that you're not Makdish on Shabbos and Yontif, that's Bechovos ain't Kavula Hemzman. That's Bechovos that don't have a set time. Rashi says, Hod the Katani ain't Makdishin, Bechovos ain't Kavula Hemzman Kai, Shein HaKarbosan Docha Shabbos. So if there's not a set time on these Karbon, so the Hakrava is not going to be Docha Shabbos. The only reason why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't allow you to be Makdish the Karbon Pesach on Shabbos, or the Karbon Chagiga on Yontif, is because you have to bring it today. So since if you have to bring it today, that means the Hakrava is Docha Shabbos. If the actual Hakrava is Docha Shabbos, so then the problem of being Hektish, which is the problem of Mechakol Memkar, is going to be Docha Shabbos. But if I have a Karbon that I don't have to bring today, so don't bring it today. So don't be Makdish today. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Yeah. Well, that's how we learned it to begin with, and it comes out that's the Maskana of the Gemara. Okay. We'll stop here. Have a good day.